that all right? Good morning. Really is good to see everyone along today. We're going to have a word of prayer before we begin. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your presence. We thank you so much for today. We thank you so much for the Savior who died and rose again. And we pray that you would be with us during Children's Day. We thank you for all the boys and girls you've given to our church and to the families of our church. And we pray that you'll bless every aspect of the meeting today and this afternoon for your honor and for your glory, for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. It's fantastic to see all the boys and girls sitting up at the front. Really be looking forward to this Children's Day. This is the first Children's Day in our new meeting house, so it really is good to have you. I'm really looking forward to the program. Before I go and sit down, I just want to give everyone a warm word of welcome. And those who are visiting, really good to see you. And those that have joined us through the live stream, likewise, it's great that you have been able to join us. And we trust that you will know the blessing of God in your heart and in your soul. And we, of course, are only back from holiday. We had a lovely time away. But during our holiday, we made use of a very generous hotel voucher, which the committee and session purchased really on your behalf as a congregation as a gift during the opening of the meeting house here last autumn, and we kept that for the summer. So we really want to express our appreciation as a family for your love and for your kindness in that. Do remember the meeting this afternoon is at 3:30. There will be no evening meeting, so there will be a full program this afternoon at 3:30, as we generally do for our Children's Day. And as well as that, do please remember the prayer meeting and the Bible study on Wednesday night, and then next Sunday the meetings will be at the regular times, but there will be communion in the evening. Also on Wednesday there will be a meeting of session and committee after the prayer meeting, so could our office bearers please remember that. That is really all I am going to say. Thank you so much. Thank you to our brother Neville for organizing the announcements and looking after things in that way whenever I have been away. Really appreciate his help and support. So I'm going to hand over to our Sunday School Superintendent now, who's going to lead us through the program. And may God bless each one of you today.
Okay, as the Reverend McIntyre said there, it's good to see everyone out this morning for our Children's Day. Always a special day in our church calendar, as it were. So good to see you all. We're going to commence by singing the words of 695, "I Am So Glad That Our Father in Heaven." We generally only sing these hymns on Children's Day, so once in a year opportunity. So let's all sing of our best as we sing these great hymns today. Starting off with this one, "I Am So Glad That Our Father in Heaven," and we'll stand to sing.
Thank you.
Before we start into our program this morning, I'm going to ask one of our Sunday school teachers to come and ask God's blessing on our proceedings today. So we'll ask Andrew McMullen to come and open in prayer for us.
Let us pray. Our dear Father in heaven, we just thank you again, Lord, for this another opportunity, Lord, on this Sabbath day to come and to gather together to worship and to praise your holy name. We thank you today, Lord, that we have a God in heaven, you, O Lord, who is living, who is eternal, who is lasting, and Lord, that you care for each and every one in this building today. We thank you, Father, for the boys and for the girls and for the young people. We thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to teach them your word. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that in your word we can see your heart, Father, that how you love them, each and every one as individuals. And Father, our prayer for the boys and girls and for the young people of this congregation is that each and every one of them, Lord, will trust in you as Savior. We thank you, Father, that you sent your Son into this world to make a way for all of us to get to heaven. And Father, our prayer is that each and every one will know that that way is the only way. And today, Lord, that each and every one will walk in it. We pray, Lord, for the children and the young people as they take part this morning. We know, Lord, it's not an easy thing to stand up in front of a congregation like this. So, Father, we just pray that you help them. And, Lord, that you will just take any nerves that are there, take them away, Father. And, Lord, may they sing praise and glory and honor to your holy name. We pray for Ian as he leads. Help him and bless him, Lord. For Beulah, Lord, later on as she comes to share with us, we just pray, Lord, that you'll be with her as well. Lord, just bless us today in your presence, for it's in your precious name we ask it. Amen.
Thank you, Andrew. Okay, we're going to get into our Children's Day program, and every year we always have a theme for our Children's Day, and this year our theme is simply entitled, Our God, and truly we have a great God to honour and to worship. So to introduce our Children's Day, I'm going to ask one of our classes, Andrew's class actually, to come and introduce our theme for today. So that's going to be Lydia Wilson, Sophie Elliott, Jay Graham, and Luke Robinson. So we'll ask them to come, and they're going to introduce the various parts to our Children's Day. So listen carefully to what they have to say.
Welcome to our Children's Day. Our theme for today is Our God. Colossians 1 verse 10 reminds us, if our life is to be honouring and pleasing to God, then we must be continually growing in the knowledge of God. It is vital to have a proper understanding of God. As we grow in our understanding of God, our love for Him increases and we will be able to serve Him more effectively. Today our programme is divided into three parts, God's greatness, God's gift, and God's goodness.
God's greatness. God is unlike anything or anyone we could ever know or imagine. The Bible makes it clear that God is great in power and authority, great in love and mercy, and great in wisdom and truth. It is best summed up in the words of 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
God's goodness. The Bible doesn't just say that God does good things. It says that God is good. God is good not because he causes things that seem or feel good to happen in our lives, but because in the midst of the storm, God comes closer than the storm could ever be. In Psalm 46, the psalmist says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And this is why we can say with absolute confidence that God is good.
The greatest gift that is ever, God's gift. The greatest gift that has ever been given to humanity is God's gift of Christ Jesus. God loves us so much that he sent his only Son, Jesus, to pay the price for our sin. What a gift! There is no better way to describe it than the words of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We trust you will enjoy our Children's Day and be blessed by the words and song.
Okay, thank you to Lydia, Sophie, Jay, and Luke for introducing our theme for today. And as they have said there are three sections to our Children's Day program: God's greatness, God's goodness, and God's gift. So we're going to start off with God's greatness, and we're going to have the full Sunday school choir is going to come and sing a couple of pieces for us here. Firstly, Lord, the light of your love is shining, and in that we'll have a solo verse from Ellie Grace Condell, and then that'll be followed by You're the Word of God the Father, and there'll be a solo in that piece by Eva Robinson. So we'll ask the full Sunday school now to come and sing those two pieces for us.
Fathers go. came to seek and save the lost, and exchange the joy of heaven for the anguish of a cross. With a prayer you fed the hungry, with a word you stilled the sea. Yeah, how silently you suffered that the guilty may go free.
Okay, thank you to the full Sunday School for singing those two pieces. And thank you particularly to Ellie Grace and Eva. It's not easy to be the first up doing a solo, so well done, girls. That was very good. Okay, that brings us to the second part of our program then, which is God's goodness. And we're going to start off this segment with a recitation entitled Thank God for His Goodness. And this is going to be one of our youngest classes in our Sunday School. So it's Micah Robinson, Noah Larner, Dylan Maxwell, Dale Maxwell, Eli Honeyman, Arthur Robinson, and Jessica Robinson. So if you all come up, and we'll have that recitation, please.
Thank God for His goodness. Let us thank our God, His goodness great and small. To each and every one, it is free to all.
For His loving kindness and His tender care, for His light from heaven shining everywhere.
Let's thank our God for His words so true, words so dear and precious, telling what to do.
Words that speak of Jesus in this book divine, words that live forever in this heart of mine.
Let us thank our God for His mercy mild, lessons He had taught us as a little child.
Most of all, how Jesus, sent from heaven above, came to save the sinner by His grace and love.
Let us work for Jesus, serve Him every day, serving in all places at home, school, or play.
Okay, well done, everyone. As I say, that's one of our youngest classes in Sunday School, so it's always good to hear the young voices on Children's Day. So well done, everyone. We're now going to have another choir piece, and this will be the full Sunday School again. I'm going to sing two pieces this time again, The Lord's My Shepherd, and that'll be accompanied. Well, both these pieces will be accompanied by Luke Robinson on the cornet. So if Luke maybe wants to come on up and get ready. And the second piece then is Standing on the Promises of Christ My King. So once again, we'll ask the full Sunday School to come and sing for us.
Thank you.
For those of you that were alert, you'll have noticed we didn't sing the second piece there, but we moved off the stage too soon. But come back this afternoon and you'll definitely get that second piece. So something to whet the appetite for this afternoon. Okay. Going to move on now to the third part of our program, which is God's gift, which is God's greatest gift, the Lord Jesus. So going to start this section off with a recitation. This is my Avril's class. So we'll have Luke Graham, Isaac Dalton, Josiah Honeyman, Darrell Maxwell, Elias Larner, Katie McElrath, and Lydia Condell. So I'll ask that group to come to the stage, and we'll have that recitation entitled J-E-S-U-S.
J-E-S-U-S. Jesus is God's special gift to each of you today. Let's take each letter one by one and tell you what he has done.
J. J is for Lord Jesus Christ. From heaven to earth he came to be our Saviour and our friend and forevermore the same.
E. E is for eternal life. A gift from God above. He has prepared for you a place if you just accept his grace.
S. S is for suffering as he hung upon the cross, for our dear Lord was put to blame and had us in shame.
U. U is for you and me, followers of sin. It's at the cross we must all begin.
S. S is for salvation's plan for those who call his name. Just put your faith and trust in him, and then you shall be saved.
We're glad you've come today for this, our Children's Day. We hope you've enjoyed our theme, God's greatness, goodness, and gift.
Okay, we thank that class for that recitation about the Lord Jesus. And really that's what our Sunday school and what our Children's Day is all about, pointing everyone to the Lord Jesus and that personal faith in the Lord Jesus. And a question for us all today and for you all today. You know, have you your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour? Okay, we're going to come to the last part of our program this morning, which is, again, a choir piece from our full Sunday school. We're going to sing two pieces here. I'm singing for my Lord, and then Knowing You, Jesus, Knowing You. And in our first piece, we were to have a solo here, but unfortunately, we've got a bit of a sickness here, so it's not going to happen. So can I ask the Sunday school, can you all sing the second verse? Don't be waiting for the solo. It's not going to happen. So if I maybe just ask you all in the Sunday school to sing that second verse. All right, so there's three verses in that first piece, and we'll sing all three verses. All right, there won't be any solo. In the second piece, then, we will have a solo on that. That'll be Abigail Dalton. We'll sing a solo on that, and the second piece, Knowing You, Jesus, Knowing You. Okay, so we'll ask the full Sunday school to come, and this will finish off our program for this morning. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Sunday School. And thank you to Abigail for the solo on those two pieces. That brings us to the end of our program this morning. I think we Sunday School adopted that late change all right there, so well done, Sunday School, for that as well. So that's the end of our program this morning. Please come back this afternoon. There's a few more pieces that we didn't have in this morning's program just for the sake of time, so we'll have a full program this afternoon, so please come back. But one word or two before we just move on. The last piece there, there is no greater thing than knowing Jesus, you know, and that's really what our Sunday School is all about, knowing Jesus, but not only for our children. That's a question for us all as adults and parents. You know, do you know Jesus as your own and personal Savior? And, you know, let that be a challenge to us all today. I'm going to have a hymn now before we ask Beulah to come and speak to us. So number 690 in the hymn book, Jesus Bids Us Shine. Three verses. We'll sing all three verses for this, and then we'll have our sister Beulah is going to come and speak to us. So 690, we'll all stand to sing. Okay, we'll ask Beulah then to come and to bring the address to the boys and girls.
Thank you very much to Ian for the opportunity to come along here and to share with the boys and girls. And I just want to say you've all done brilliant this morning, boys and girls. That was excellent. And the pianists playing beforehand were brilliant as well. And everybody doing their solos, it was really, really good. But you know, the theme for today, who can tell me what was the theme for today? Yes, Caleb? What was it? Our God, yes. We were thinking about our God and all the great things that our God has done and that our God can do. And I thought we would look at something that our God has done. And you know, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he him." You see, God created this whole world, and you're maybe singing about that, and I know some of you will be singing about it this evening. The mountains, the seas, God created it all. But the Bible tells us God created you, and God created me. And God created us so that you had a boy and you had a girl, male and female. That's the way God created us. And he tells us about it in his book, the Bible. But you know, when he created us, we are born and we all have different parts to our body. We all have feet. Who can touch their feet? Can you touch your feet? Yeah, everybody can touch your feet. God has given you your feet. What about your eyes? Let me see, where's your eyes? Yeah, God has made our eyes. What about our ears? Where's your ears? Yes, God has made your ears, and he made your hands. Can you wave? Yeah, God made your hands. You see, the Bible tells us God made everything. But I'm going to tell you about a part of our body that God made, And I wonder, can you guess what part of your body this is? I'm going to tell you some things about this part of your body. And whenever you've figured out what part it is, I want you to put your hand up. Don't say what it is. Just put your hand up if you think you know what part of your body it is. So this part of the body is mentioned 126 times in the Bible. So God has a lot of things to say about this part of your body. It is made up of 8 muscles. Nobody know yet? Adults, parents, you're allowed to put your hand up as well. It has many different roles to play. No? Nobody know? Oh, maybe this is really... Oh, somebody thinks she knows. Lydia, maybe. Every person's is unique, just like your fingerprint. Does anybody think they know what part it is? We'll take a few and say yes. Your finger? No, it's not your finger. No, but it's... No. It's part of your body, yes. Uh-huh. Your heart? No. It's a part that you use all the time. I'm using it now. It's working now. Look. No, it's not your hand. All right. No, it's not your feet. Last one, Sophie. No, it's something that's in your mouth. Your tongue, yes. Good man, Seth. Your tongue. Did you not know your tongue's made of 8 muscles? Let me see your tongue. Stick your tongue out. Yeah. Everybody's got a tongue, haven't you? And I know sometimes mum and dad tell you, don't stick your tongue out, because that's not nice. But you know what? There's a country called Tibet, and you know how they welcome each other whenever they meet you? Sometimes we will shake hands. In Tibet, do you know what they do? They stick their tongue out at each other. So if your mum or your dad see you sticking your tongue out, you just say, oh, I thought I was in Tibet, and I was just being happy. I was just welcoming people or greeting people. But the tongue is a little member of our body, but God has much to say about it. And it says there it has many different roles, and so it does, because with your tongue, it helps you to chew your food. Whenever you eat sweets, it helps you talk, yes. When you eat sweets, who likes the taste of sweets or chocolate? Yeah. Well, it's your tongue that helps you to taste the chocolate. And at the back of your tongue, do you know what the back of the tongue? It helps prevent germs getting into your body. So the tongue is very, very important. But as Seth told us, it also helps you to talk. It helps you to chew your food. And I want to think, because when you talk, it's words that you say. So we're going to think about some words that we can say. And the Bible says in Psalm 39, verse 1, it says, I will take heed, or in other words, I will pay attention to my tongue. I will think about my tongue, to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. Let me see your tongue again. How do you think you would sin with your tongue? Who can tell me what sin is before we even say how you would sin with your tongue? Who can tell me what sin is? Arthur. Bad things against who? God, yes, things that we do that disobey God's word. And how would you sin with your tongue? This verse in the Bible tells us we sin with our tongue. Yes. Yes, you could say bad words. You can say swear words. You could use God's name in vain. There are many ways you could say bad things. You could tell lies. Maybe your teacher asks you something in school. Maybe she asks you, have you got your homework done? And maybe you say, oh, miss, I forgot to bring my homework books in. Maybe you didn't forget them. Maybe you just hadn't it done. Sometimes I think that happened in our house. They just forgot books, and I don't think they were forgot. They just hadn't done the homework. That's telling lies. That's sinning. That's disobeying God. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that all, that's everyone, all the boys and girls, all mum and dads, everyone in here, everyone in the world have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have disobeyed God in many ways. But you know, I'm going to look now at some other words that we read in the Bible. These are words that are said by someone very, very special, because these are words that the Lord Jesus has said. And he said in John 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that just Jesus was saying, I am the way to, there's two places. The Bible tells us that one day we will go to two places. Who can tell me what they are? Yes. Yes, heaven or hell. And heaven is a lovely place. Hell is an awful place. It's not a nice place. But Jesus was saying, I am the way to heaven. And he says, I am the truth. Jesus, everything he tells us in this book, the Bible, it is true. We can believe it. We can trust it. And he says, I am the life. I am the only one who can give you life eternal in heaven with God forevermore. And it says, no man or woman or boy or girl, nobody can come to the Father, can come to God, but through the Lord Jesus. By believing in him, praying and asking him to forgive you for your sin, those wrong things that you have done, that we all do against God, he is the only one who can forgive us for those sins. But you know, Jesus said some other words. And these are the last words that Jesus said. It's chapter 19, verse 30. It said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Those are the last words that Jesus said on this earth. Just three words, but very important words. He said, it is finished. In other words, when Jesus died on the cross, he took the punishment for your sin, for my sin, so that we wouldn't have to. So that when we believe in him, we will go to heaven. There's nothing more we can do. Some people think, well, if I'm really, really good, and if I say my prayers, or if I read my Bible, or if I give money to the poor, or if I do really good things, then that'll be good enough. But this says, it is finished. Jesus done it all. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves good, to make ourselves fit for heaven. We have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him. I wonder, boys and girls, have you done that? Parents, have you done that? Have you prayed and asked the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sin? Do you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? The only way? We can't get any other way. He is the only way that we can get to heaven. But you know, it says there, it is finished. And that was Jesus. He died. He went to heaven. And then 3 days later, he rose again and he came back to earth. And he has given us many words in the Bible. And it said at the very start that it talks about the tongue, 126 different verses. And one of the verses that I am going to show you, and it says in this verse, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And you always think, well, where's your tongue again? Let me see your tongue. Do you think your tongue could kill anybody? No? Well, then imagine, how does this verse say death and life are in the power of the tongue? You see, your tongue, what does it help you do? Eat. Oh, definitely does. What else? Yes, it helps you speak. Yes, it helps you speak. And you know, through the words that you can say words of death, because you can speak nasty words about people. You could maybe talk about friends at school or friends when you're out and about and maybe say nasty things about them. Or call them names, or speak wrong things about them. And you see, that's what this verse means. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I wonder what you have used your tongue for this morning. Maybe at home when mum and dad were trying to get you out and get sorted, have you always said nice words? Did you say kind words with your tongue this morning? Or maybe you'd said nasty words to your brother or to your sister, or maybe to your mum or your dad. Maybe you're cross and you're angry and you say words and sometimes you think, oh, you know, I shouldn't have said that. But once it comes out of your mouth, you can't take it back. So that little tongue in your mouth, that is a really, the Bible tells us the tongue is a little member, but it can create a big fire just by your tongue, by the words that you speak. That's why it was spoke of so much in the Bible. God wants you to be very careful of the words that you speak. And this applies to the adults as well. Because sometimes we can talk about people, and you know what? And I'm going to say it, girls are worse at it than boys sometimes. They can say nasty things about people. And maybe they go home and, did you see what she was wearing the day? Would you go out in that? You don't need to talk about people like that. God doesn't like it when you're nasty with your tongue. It says here, death and life. Why don't you say, wasn't that lovely what she was wearing the day? Did you see? And say nice things. That's words of life. Speaking good words. Being kind to each other. That's what God expects of us. Especially if you're a Christian, boy or girl. If you have trusted in the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sin, you should always be speaking words of life. And it's hard to do that sometimes because we do get angry and you get cross about things. And it's so hard. But you know what? You can pray and you can ask God to help you speak good words. Every morning, I pray that God will guide the words of my mouth, because I know I could say wrong things. I could say words that will hurt people, that will harm people, and I don't want to do that. So I pray every morning that God will guide the words that I speak. As I'm up here today, I've asked that God will guide me in what I say, because I don't want to say just what Beulah McMullen thinks. I want to share with you what God wants you to hear, what God wants you to know. And the last verse we're going to look at, it says in Psalm 119, verse 172, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness." If you're a Christian boy or girl, you should be using your tongue, using your lips to speak of God's word. One of the songs that you sing was about shining your light. How better could you shine your light than to tell your friends at school, to tell the people you meet about Jesus, about God, about who you're learning about in church, in Sunday school, or wherever? That's what God wants you for. All his commandments, everything that he teaches us in this word, they are right things. But you know the best words that God wants to hear anybody saying with their lips? And we call it the sinner's prayer. It's just when someone comes and they pray and they ask Jesus to forgive them for their sins, when they realize they have done lots of wrong things, and that hurts God, because God doesn't want us to disobey him. He wants us to obey him, to live for him. And the best thing he wants to hear you praying are those words asking him to forgive him, to forgive you for your sin. I wonder if you ever prayed that. You can pray that to God today. You can pray it with just where you're sitting, and God will hear your prayer. God will answer your prayer. And some people think that once you're saved, I'm going to heaven, that's the end. Boys and girls, that's only the beginning. That's only the beginning of a wonderful life with Jesus, living for him, using your tongue for him, to speak of others about him. I hope if you're a Christian boy or girl, that you're living your life using your tongue to speak of God's word and all his commandments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beulah, and thank you for that reminder of the power of the tongue. And may we all use our tongues to point others to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're just going to close our service this morning in a wee word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we even thank you for your time in your house this morning. We thank you, Lord, even that we have that great God. We thank you for your goodness, and most of all, we thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just pray that even all the boys and girls in our Sunday school would even turn to you, Lord, and put their trust in you as their only Savior, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you'd bless us today, bless us in the afternoon service, Lord, come and be amongst us, Lord, we pray. If we ask these things in your great name, amen, amen. Maybe if the boys and girls of the Sunday school would just stay behind for a few minutes here just before you leave. So.